Hello, you've reached Dial a Story at the Washington County Public Library. Today's story is Pig Kahuna by Jennifer Sattler, read by Rick McVeigh. In accordance with copyright, all rights reserved. It was Saturday. Fergus the pig and his baby brother Dink were collecting treasures at the beach. The waves would roll in, leave something for their collection, and roll back out again. It worked quite nicely as long as Fergus didn't have to go in the water. He knew there was more than just treasure in that water. There was a lurking, murky ickiness. So far that day, Fergus and Dink had collected some seaweed, a pebble that looked like an eyeball, and a shell that might be an actual shark's tooth. And then, a surfboard washed up. They waited 15 whole minutes, but nobody came to claim the surfboard, so they decided to make it the star of their collection. Of course, surfing on it was out of the question because of the lurking, murky, ickiness factor of the water. So they found other, drier uses for it. They set it upright, put the seaweed on top for hair, the rock for an eye, and the tooth for a mouth, and they named it Dave. Dave was a loyal companion. "Stay, Dave. Good boy." After a while, Fergus offered to get some ice cream.
"Chunky chocolate Chattanooga choo-choo chip, right, Dink?"
Dink looked long and hard at Dave. He seemed to have lost his shine.
"You miss the ocean, huh, big fella? And you should be wild and free."
So Dink dragged Dave the surfboard back to the water. When Fergus saw Dave in the water, he cried, "Dave!" Fergus ran into the water and furiously swam out to save Dave.
"Don't worry, little buddy," he whispered. "I've got you."
No sooner had the words left Fergus's mouth than he felt Dave rise up on a wave beneath him.
"Whoa, whoa, whoa!"
all the way to the shore.
"Fergus," said Dink, "you surfed."
"I surfed."
Fergus and Dink kept their eyes peeled for more treasure as they floated on the surfboard. And boy, did they find one.